This is Just a Smidge More with Brandi Henson. I'm Holly Stillings, and this is Everything You Want to Know Without an Appointment. This is a weekly podcast where medical profession and real life collide. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Just a Smidge More. I'm Holly Stillings, and I've got Brandi Henson here with me today.
Hello.
And today we want to talk about lasers.
Gosh. They're the best.
Oh, my
They're
God.
My favorite.
I love them so much.
Honestly.
They're the best.
They really are.
They really are. It's everything. Mm-hmm. To me, like, if anyone is asking me what I'm doing anymore, I'm like, I freaking...
Skincare and lasers.
I love lasers so much.
Yeah. They're amazing. And right now, it's full swing laser season.
It is. And people, right before summer hits, you can get in, get your skin prepped, get the laser that is right for you. So here at the office, we have three lasers. We have a CO2.
We actually have more, but the three main ones.
The three main ones. CO2, BBL Moxie.
Yes.
And the laser hair removal.
Yeah. And we have the ND YAG.
And what is that?
That's for spider veins.
Oh, like, yeah, I forgot
about
that. And then
like resistant dark spots.
Really?
Uh-huh. And it has laser genesis on it.
Uh-huh.
So, but we don't do a whole lot of that because mostly everybody has some form of melasma and you don't want to put a laser genesis on melasma.
So CO2, I have had the CO2 so many times and I love that laser. That is a really great,
laser.
We
need to talk about your eyes.
Why?
Because we just did it.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were looking at me like, we need to do something to your eyes. I was like, oh, no, we just did that.
They literally look amazing.
They do. I know, right? And you stare at me and I stare at you when we're recording this podcast and we sit by a window, right? Yeah. So it's literally probably like the worst lighting you could possibly ask
for. They're looking like little filters under your eyes.
They're amazing. So I recently just had a CO2 just under my eyes. And it is an incredible, incredible, incredible results. I highly recommend it. So we do that here at the office.
But we need to talk about the downtime with that because there is a downtime with your under eyes.
Okay. Here's one thing that I will say. I heard you explain like there is downtime. When I think of downtime, I guess everyone understands downtime a little differently. Like downtime for me is like, you got to sit in your house and like do nothing.
Yeah.
Like,
but downtime for you, like 4 years ago was getting a bruise from your Botox.
That's true. That is an excellent point.
We have definitely evolved.
That's an excellent point. That is an excellent, your environment. It really.
Downtime for me is surgery or my face falling off. Other than that, I'm good to go out.
That's true. Like your environment really changes you.
It really does.
So I got this CO2 laser, which I made a reel about it and we're going to be posting it on our site to show you that 5-day journey. And I actually, the day that I got it done, it was not bad. It didn't look that bad. But the second day, which was like a day that we were going out to lunch with our friends, it was actually my postponed birthday lunch. You know, most people wouldn't do that, but whatever. And it got visibly worse the next day. Through our lunch, Brandi was kind of looking at me like, okay, like, are you sure you feel okay? I was like, yeah, I feel fine. Anyways, it literally did not hurt. It looks like it hurts. When I got up the following day, it was a little more swollen. Through, you do some vinegars, soaks with saline. That helped so much. I cannot even tell you how much that helps. So like day three, I was looking so much better, probably 60% better than day two. Then the next day, I literally went to Disneyland with my kids. I put on sunglasses and I was fine. And by day five,
you were fine because you put sunglasses on.
By day five, you can't tell. It was fine.
It was.
Lexi too. We both did it together.
Well, I think day probably two and three were the worst for you.
Yeah. Day two was the worst.
I questioned myself and thought I might have pushed the line a little too far. Might have just crossed over that line because you had petechial hemorrhaging under your eyes. Mm-hmm.
And which we'll post.
Yes, we'll post that. And I actually, no other patient has really had that. Mm-hmm. So it was fine. Just use some vinegar and saline soaks. You'll be fine.
And honestly, I really was not worried about it. I have done things here that I'd be like, I don't know. Like, okay. Like Brandi's like, you'll be fine. I'm like, okay. And like this one, I literally didn't even think twice about it. It was like no big deal. Yeah,
it was. So that when there is downtime, kind of like I tell patients when we do lip filler, there's an ugly week of lip filler. There is an ugly week of under eye CO2 laser. But, and you can have swelling off and on for about a week or two. But how far are we out now with yours? Almost two?
2 weeks. Yeah.
So, I mean, and it looks fantastic.
Yeah. Like, I love
even
it.
Lexi's looks great.
Lexi's looks great too. And another injector at the office, Lexi did it. We did it the same day. We both had different outcomes the next day and how we healed, but we both are definitely different skin types. She's blonde. I'm dark. I have darker skin. She has lighter skin, and it is an incredible thing that we did. And I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I will so good. Say, I can't wait to do it to mine again.
I will say, like 2 weeks out, I have gone back. I tried to use my eye cream, like the Buy Baggage that we sell here at Reverse Gravity. And I will say I'll use it one night. The next day, I'm a little more red underneath.
Well, it has retinol in it. Yeah, so still might be a little sensitive.
So you're a little sensitive still. And to me, I'm just like, great. It really worked then.
Yeah. You think if it's red, burning and falling off, it's working.
Well, I was getting to the point where I was just like, dang, my under eyes like have never been a real problem for me. But they are not looking right. Like, I just felt like they needed a refresh.
I think you're being a smidge dramatic.
They needed a reboot, which we did it.
So, I mean, typical CO2 lasering, if you do the cool peel, there's not that much downtime.
No, there's not.
There's like the day you do it, you're a little red and fiery, then you're sandpapery over the next week.
Yeah.
But the settings that I used for your under eyes is a very similar setting that I use if I did a really deep CO2 laser on someone's face. In that case, I wouldn't be using topical numbing. I would inject numbing into people's faces and block their face.
And this did not hurt at all. Like, I couldn't feel it. I was totally comfortable. This is like a non-painful procedure, even though it looked like it was.
You have a good pain tolerance.
So I really don't. Tell my husband that. He's like, you literally can feel pain. You are the lowest pain tolerance, except if you're doing something to your face.
Right? Yes, exactly. I mean, you have the ability, like when we're doing your threads, to just check out. Like,
yeah.
I don't even, you might have been on a beach in Hawaii. I don't know. I even had to make sure you were still like there and breathing. Like, are you still here? Like,
that is true.
Are you still with me? Like, you didn't flinch. You didn't move. You didn't do anything. It does hurt a little bit. Like, it does feel tight, burny. But the whole procedure is so fast. It's less than a minute.
Honestly, I didn't really feel anything. And you could take Advil and you could take Zyrtec.
We did use numbing for about 20 minutes before. So that
you don't want to scare people.
You don't. And you don't want to take too much stuff to blunt the effect of the laser because you want that inflammation. So the soaks help. You can ice it a little bit. But I think the biggest help is the vinegar saline soaks. And,
oh, me too. That was crazy. Like when you told me to go get that, I was shocked at the difference.
Now it's white distilled vinegar.
White distilled vinegar.
Not apple cider
vinegar. Not apple cider vinegar.
I have a patient that used apple cider. I'm like, I said white distilled. That's different than apple cider.
Yes.
So you want to use white distilled vinegar. And I even thought, just so that doesn't happen again, maybe I'll start making the
soaks here.
The soaks here and sending them with the patients.
Yeah.
Because then there's no room for error there.
Yeah, because I was at the grocery store sending you saline and you're like, no. I don't know. Let's just come back to the office.
Like squirt wound wash. Like, what? What is this?
Well,
crap?
It was saline wash. What else are you supposed to buy? So
the saline we have here, the sterile saline in the
jar. It's probably a good idea to make that.
So I think that's important aftercare. And you really have to keep it out of the sun because that skin is so sensitive. And so, I mean, we literally just obliterated it, but it is really helpful for fine lines and wrinkles. You know, it is a good idea to even pre-treat under the eyes, even for skin tones like mine, like blonde haired blue eyes, because you're being so aggressive in that area and it's such a sensitive area anyway, you don't want to get PIH. So I just think it's a good idea for anybody to treat, and then a week later you can start using
and
it.
And what should they be treating with?
Hydroquinone. I would say for sure the Beam Queen pads, because it's thin, it's liquid hydroquinone versus a cream that you don't have to put under your eye. And I, like when I do my Beam Queen pads, I just swipe it right under my eye because you never know when I'm going to come to work and need a laser.
See, I've never done that before. And I did not pre-treat with my treatment.
Yeah, you didn't.
But I had very good results. So it was kind of, we were exploring things.
We were we were testing, and you got, you were,
we I, were research and development, R&D.
R&Ding. You were really good about it. I thought you weren't going to let me because I used two different settings on mm-hmm. your eyes.
Yeah.
And it's interesting because the setting that I used, not the highest setting, but it was the middle setting that you and Lexi got the best results.
Yeah.
And I thought it would be the more powerful one, and it wasn't. Mm-hmm. So that's pretty much the setting that I've been using.
And that's kind of what we do here all the time. I feel like we're always in research and development mode. So with the CO2 under the eye, we will post that reel and you guys can take a look at it or go to our page. It will be posted by the time this episode airs. But with a normal CO2, I think people are getting very familiar with that laser. If you've looked into anything aesthetic wise for your face, CO2 is more of a common practice now, I think, like mm-hmm. microneedling.
Yeah, I mean, traditional CO2 lasering, people get nervous about it too, because traditional CO2 lasering, you look like Freddy Krueger. You hide for 2 weeks in the house. Like mm-hmm. you are putting vinegar soaks on your face.
That's not what we're talking about here.
Technology is advanced.
Yeah.
So the Cool Peel, you do 3 treatments spaced 4 to 6 weeks apart, and you get that same deep ablative effect as doing what I call, it's called our one and done, because I do have a few patients that still like to do that. They're older patients. They've been doing it. That's what they like mm-hmm. once a year. They just want to burn their face off. There's different technologies now, and I think better technologies. Mm-hmm. And I honestly think I get better results doing the 3, because the second and third lasers, I don't stay at the normal settings. I have settings where I progressively go deeper. And by the third, I'm the deepest I can go with topical numbing. And that numbing sits for about 40 minutes.
And the other thing to note is that, when does that peak? When are you going to see your optimal results?
4 weeks. Mm-hmm. So your skin will continue to improve for 4 weeks. It's the same with the BBL and the Moxie laser.
Okay. So let's segue into that, because that is our newest laser here at Reverse Gravity.
This is a laser I've wanted for years.
And it is incredible.
It is so good, because CO2 lasering is amazing for... It's actually FDA approved for scar therapy, but it's amazing for skin resurfacing, fine lines, wrinkles, things like that. It will treat some pigmentation, mm-hmm. sun damage issues, but with the CO2 laser, there is a stopping point for some treatments like rosacea, the vessels, for melasma. So the BBL and the Moxie address both of those. Mm-hmm. And they're incredible.
So go over the difference between the BBL and then the Moxie.
Okay. So the BBL is...
technically, like when you walk into the room, there is one laser there. There is one contraption for this, but it does two different lasers.
There's two different laser heads. So the BBL, which in my... It always makes me laugh because I always think of big booty lift.
Yeah.
But it's broadband light.
Right.
It's an IPL laser. So we can do multiple functions with that alone, but you're basically treating the skin with light therapy. The hard stop rule for me, and if you're my patient, you know, I'll tell you all the rules. I'll tell you what I do, and I'll tell you the hard stop rules. Mm-hmm. Like, you have to follow this rule. The hard stop rule for BBL is zero sun for 2 weeks before, 1 week after, and that includes spray tan and tanning drops, gradual tan, whatever kind of tan you want to put on your skin.
If it says tan on it in any fashion,
the answer is no.
The answer is no. And you don't want it, because we saw if you have any tan on your skin, you do not want this.
And it's scarring and it's permanent. Yeah. So it's just not worth it. So uh-huh. I've sent people home not doing the treatment because they had tanning drops a week ago mm-hmm. or whatever. The answer is no. 2 weeks before, 1 week after. That is a hard rule. That is, like, you're not going to sneak in here with spray tan on and get that. And if you do, you're going to end up with scarring on mm-hmm. your face. So the BBL laser is incredible for sunspots, pigmentation. You can treat seborrheic keratosis with it, actinic keratosis. You can do cherry hemangiomas. It's great for redness, for rosacea. Mm-hmm. You can zap the little tiny red vessels that you get with rosacea. And overall, it's anti-aging. So you can treat all those things. It also has the capability of doing laser hair removal, which I don't like because it's a little zappy. Mm-hmm. And we have a laser hair machine that doesn't hurt at all. So I don't use it for that. There is an acne setting on it. You have to do 6 treatments, 2 weeks apart from each other. And that's kind of the hard stop. Your skin will look better after 2 or 3. You have to do 6. Mm-hmm. So there's multiple functions on that. There is a skin tightening setting that you can use. But I mean, if you're trying to skin tighten that much, maybe you're a surgical consult. I don't know. I have to see it. So it treats all of those. Every patient, the settings are going to be different. Mm-hmm. And if you know me, I'm very conservative with Botox and filler. I am not, I am conservative with lasers, but I will be more aggressive with lasers. We mess around all the time with the settings to see what the best results are. And then the Moxie is overall skin rejuvenation, and it treats melasma, which there are not a lot of things that will treat melasma. Most melasma that people have is superficial melasma. And the difference between like the skin rejuvenation on the Moxie and the CO2 laser is the depth that the laser goes. So if the laser CO2 laser is going deeper and the melasma is more superficial, it's not going to treat it that well. Versus the Moxie is a more superficial treatment that you can treat, and that's why it will hit the melasma. There's something called a Moxie glow at 4 weeks. Like your skin will literally glow. But I've done 2 treatments on my own face with my melasma, mm-hmm. with the BBL and Moxie. And after the second one, I was about 2.5 weeks in, and I kept having patients ask me what I was doing to my skin. Literally nothing different besides those 2. I do my skincare. I do a lot of things. I did have surgery, but this was before my surgery. Just that too. So just that. Literally the only thing different that I had been doing was the BBL and the Moxie. Mm-hmm. So they're both incredible treatments. I do typically like to pre-treat for the Moxie the same as the CO2 laser. And then you'll just stop using the hydroquinone, 3, 4, 5 days before, and then you'll pick it up again a week later. In your face with the BBL, you'll be a little red after the treatment, but it might feel a little sensitive, but there's no downtime with the BBL. The Moxie, there is. It's going to feel similar. You'll be red, and it feels similar to the CO2 laser in regards to you'll feel sandpapery over the week.
What is the difference between if someone comes in and they're like, well, why would I get the BBL over the CO2 or vice versa?
Well, it depends. What are they trying to treat?
I see.
What is their complaint? Mm-hmm. If their complaint is deep lines and wrinkles, the Moxie may treat it. It does help fine lines and wrinkles, but I can be more aggressive with the CO2 laser. So it just depends. If they have a bunch of melasma, mm-hmm. I'm going to pick the Moxie. It just depends on what they see when they look in the mirror that they don't like. Mm-hmm. I will say with the BBL, if you've had a history of skin cancer, you have to have a derm visit within a year. If I see anything suspicious, I will not zap over that area. Mm-hmm. I'll cover it, circle it, take a picture of it, and tell you to go get it checked. Because mm-hmm. if I zap something off that happens to be skin cancer, you're never going to know about it. So if I see anything abnormal on the BBL, I won't zap over it.
Mm-hmm. And the last one is our laser hair removal. So that's, feel like people are pretty well versed on laser hair removal. A lot of people do it. A lot of people do it here.
A lot of people are scared to do it.
Which is crazy. Because
they think it hurts.
Right. And our machine doesn't hurt.
It does not hurt.
No.
But some machines do. And when we were testing them out, I already knew I wanted this machine, mm-hmm. but I tested all the ones on Travis. So
poor Travis.
Like, and I mean, some of them feel like rubber band snapping. Yeah. I'm like, there's no way you're going to get near my bikini area with that.
Right.
Like, no, thank you. I don't need rubber band snapping. So I tested them on Trav. And if they were zappy, be like, nope, next, next, next. Like if it hurts, people aren't going to do it.
Right.
And I mean, I'm doing my girl's legs, and if it hurt them at all, they would not let me do it. It was kind of, I wanted that laser. We demoed that one last because I knew that was the one I wanted and I knew it didn't hurt. Mm-hmm. So it came down to 2 lasers for us when we were choosing. One hurt really, really bad. And one didn't hurt at all. So I got the one I wanted.
Right.
By process of elimination.
By process of elimination. By careful planning.
Yeah. So, and the good thing about the one that we have the Modus AY that has the ND YAG on it, but you can treat any skin type with it.
So let's talk about skin type, color, And that is something that we really want everyone to understand, that when you're getting a laser done on your skin, you should really, if you're not coming here, you're going somewhere else, you need to make sure that you are getting the right type of laser and the right degree for your skin and ethnic background. So let's talk a little bit about that.
And I think that's one of the most important things when people are getting any type of lasering.
Yes, absolutely.
Because you can burn somebody, you can hyperpigment somebody, you can hypopigment somebody, mm-hmm. and that's permanent. So we go on something called a Fitzpatrick typing, and there's six types. The first type, you're very, very pale. You usually have green or blue eyes, usually have red hair, you know, very, very light strawberry blonde hair, and you burn, usually not tan. Mm-hmm. So if you go in the sun, you don't get a tan, you get a red burn.
Your skin should never see the sun, basically. Yes.
So you think about going outside and you burn.
Right.
A Fitzpatrick 2 is often like white skin, people with blue eyes, light hair, they'll burn and they don't tan very easy. Mm-hmm. So you may get a little tan, but not a big tan. Fitzpatrick 3 is what I would type myself. It's fair skin. You can have brown eyes, blue eyes, brown hair. You burn first and then you tan. So like I'll burn, but then the next day I'll be tan. Mm-hmm. Like, and I'll be dark tan. Mm-hmm. A Fitz 4 is someone with light brown skin, dark eyes, dark hair. You burn a little, but you tan a lot better. Mm-hmm. Fitz 5 is usually like 4, 5, and 6 are getting into like different ethnicities. 5 is brown skin, dark eyes, dark hair. They tan and they hardly ever burn. Mm-hmm. And then 6 is dark brown or black skin, dark eyes, dark hair, and they never burn, but they tan very, very dark. Mm-hmm. So a lot of lasers, you can't treat 4, 5, and 6.
Right.
Or if you do, but like with our laser hair, you can treat every Fitzpatrick type. It will not be the same. Fitz 3 will not be the same setting as a Fitz 5,
right.
6.
Which is when you're going out and you're looking for lasers, you need to make sure that wherever you're going, because a lot of, you know, if you're going to a place that's a Groupon or whatever else, you need to make sure that you are getting what is right for your skin, because you don't want to land up with a permanent problem.
Yeah. And so that's important. It's important for the person doing the laser to know. And if they're ever in doubt, fix them up. Like, because mm-hmm. you can be more aggressive with lasers. And that's the same thing. Like when I was talking about the Cool Peel, the first one, I use the settings that are recommended. I might zap a few areas a second time if I see them. But the second and third, as long as your face handled it well, you didn't have any reactions, I will get more aggressive. But darker skin tones, I usually don't. And, you know, like the laser hair where they recommend a package of 6 every, you know, 6 to 12 weeks or mm-hmm. 6 to 8 weeks. Someone with darker skin, I can't turn the laser down that much. So they're going to need more treatments in, you know, someone that's a different, a lighter Fitzpatrick or, you know, 1, 2, or 3, where I can get more aggressive. I'm never going to be able to get more aggressive with a 4, 5, and 6. Mm-hmm. So I tell them up front, look, this will work. You have to have patience because I can't be aggressive with the laser. Just know that you're going to need more treatments. It's going to take more time, but it will work. But those patients with darker Fitz types, I usually won't get more aggressive with the lasers.
Yeah. And that's why we just wanted to come on here. We've had a lot of questions about the lasers, and with us purchasing this new laser, the BBL Moxie, we've had a lot of questions about that versus the CO2. And then what about the laser hair removal? So we wanted to take some time to answer a majority of the questions that we've been getting here, and also to get the safety information out about what you should be looking for from your lasers and what information you need to be aware of for yourself, for your skin type, so you can make the best decision for you and for your needs.
Yes. And I will say one other thing. Mm-hmm. Certain lasers you cannot do in the summer.
No.
BBL is one of them. I would even say laser hairing, because you can't do it on tan skin. Mm-hmm. Moxie, you can kind of do year round. It's not a hard
stop. That's a good point.
But BBL, laser hair, I do a lot actually of CO2 lasering in the summer. But I won't do it on a patient that I know is living at the river for the summer. I tell them, come back after summer, but I will CO2 laser during the summer. I will Moxie, but I won't BBL or laser hair in the summer.
And some people do not want to give up the tan. They really don't. And so if that's you, then this is not for you. But if you have a need and you are looking for something to change your skin tone, texture, problem, these are some really, really great solutions. And they do work really, really well.
Really, really good lasers.
And actually, I feel like it takes down your, you know, it's taken down, you know, Botox, it's taken down fillers, it's taken down a lot of issues that I would really treat with something else. And I get way more longevity out of any Botox or filler that I'm using because I'm using the laser, and it really just plumps my skin up. It makes it feel tight. I love it. I recommend it to everyone. They're all amazing, and the technology is amazing. And Brandy is such a researcher. She is always looking for the best of the best. What's new? What's hot? And does it work?
That's what you want, because there's a lot of lasers out there, and some look so cool and they don't do crap.
Yeah. If you're looking for anything, let us help you. We are here. We have people here Monday through Saturday, and we have laser packages. Look for our specials on Instagram. We post them regularly. If you ever have a question, you can always call our front desk. Someone will answer you right away, or they will get back to you very quickly. So listen, lasers are where it's at. They're here to stay. They're here to stay, and it's incredible. So we hope we answered your questions, and we hope you guys have a wonderful day, and let us know if you have any questions.
Thanks.
Thanks, everyone. Bye. Check out reversegravity.com, where you can find our wonderful skincare, from vitamin C to eye creams to retinols to neck creams to body tight. We've got it all, and you can buy it anywhere in the country. You don't have to be in Redlands. Now that we are online through Shopify, come check us out.